Listen for your chance to win in the name game, where we call two names, and if one of those names happens to be yours, you try to be the first caller and the winner of today's prize, which is a pair of tickets to the Ziegenbach Music Festival. Don't miss the 16th Annual Music Festival at Sam Houston Race Park, Saturday, September 29th. See the Randy Rogers Band, Pat Green, Casey Donahue, Reckless Kelly, and Roger Krager, along with Kevin Fowler, plus many more, perform live. Unfortunately, we are not the show to do the giveaway. Continue to listen throughout the day. Your next chance to win is on John and Raheel with Dell. Now back to John and Lance.
I have no problem with Sweet 16 rings. I mean, Baylor's been giving out ankle bracelets for years for
That's
their football
not
players.
The same.
And what have they
it's
won?
Not the same.
Is Assumption the day we honor Joel Osteen? No, yesterday was the day we honor Joel Osteen for all his work during the flood. Wasn't he the dude that locked his doors to everybody? And yeah, and we honored him yesterday?
He took bad water damage.
They didn't have any. Central Florida football national champions, or are they participation trophy-like? I don't think that. They actually won all their games.
Yeah, but still, they gave themselves an award.
They were national champs.
Here's what I'd like to happen. If you're going to talk like that, I want you to have to go play Alabama.
Well, would Alabama agree to the game?
No.
It's not like Alabama's going to, sure, let's play.
No, they wouldn't agree to the game.
I think the players
they didn't
would,
want any pieces
if they could
them.
Just go out there and play, they would smash, they'd beat South, they would have beat South Florida by 17.
UCF. Let's figure it out. UCF beat a team in Auburn that beat Alabama.
Oh, we're going to play this roundabout
Thank you.
Game
Thank
that you,
you
play.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dominated Alabama, actually. And UCF beat that team.
And yet, there was Alabama winning the championship.
Well, if UCF had started off at, like, I don't know, 15th in the country, they'd probably be playing in the title game.
What if
game.
They played in that conference? I wonder how many games they would have won.
Well, they would have probably recruited better because they're playing in the SEC, so we can't play that game. If they were in that conference, they would recruit better and have better talent.
Would they?
Yes.
Tell it to Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt doesn't have the access to Florida kids.
They're both.
Vanderbilt? You think the kids that get into UCF get into Vanderbilt?
Tell it to Florida. Florida has access to Florida kids.
They have trash coaching, so that's their problem.
Oh, is that it?
Yes, that's their issue.
This the participation ring thing, the Sweet 16 ring, I just think that's such a bad look. It really feels like it's almost done ironically. Like, that seems, hey, guys, look what we did. We got ourselves rings for getting the Sweet 16. It's almost unbelievable because we make fun of that stuff so much. And for West Virginia to do that openly, it's like, come on, guys. Do you lack any self-awareness?
Mm.
Give yourself a ring. Bob Huggins should go, what is this crap? We don't do this. Why are we doing this? Or you think it's the NCAA going, give everybody rings. Pull their eyes away from the fact that how much money we're making. Give them something nice.
No, like, I think this is a West Virginia rings. Thing. Other schools aren't giving them Sweet 16 rings, are they? And not everybody's getting a Sweet 16 ring. Tell me this. And it's not the NCAA doing it. Good Lord. LSU could lose two quarterbacks this week. You see this story? Lowell Narcisse, who was a redshirt freshman, is leaving. Joe Burrow has come in, and I guess he's the starter now?
Well, they had their first scrimmage, and he wasn't all that impressive. In fact, my story is now obsolete because I wrote about quarterback battles, and it happened just to feature a couple SEC teams. And I said he hadn't really separated himself, and he was battling against these other three guys, and it turns out two of the guys may be leaving.
Yeah.
Narcisse is out, and then
Justin McMillan, too.
It's thinking about leaving as well. Yeah. So it may come down to Brennan versus...
Well, it's come down to Brennan versus him anyway, no?
Yeah, but as far as what the numbers we see, I don't know what they do every day in camp, but the numbers that were public, it didn't look like Joe Burrow had a great day in their first scrimmage.
Right. Well, yeah, I think they like Burrow. I think that Brennan, honestly, before this is all said and done, Brennan's going to be their quarterback.
Well, you would think so. I mean, grad transfers tend to get a shot because you bring the kid in and you really think he was an answer because they waited till after the spring to make a decision because they figured, oh, we don't have our guy here. So they went and got Joe Burrow. I just would say if you look at how those grad transfers have done, after not playing at the previous school, unlike Russell Wilson, who started for like 4 years at North Carolina State, those guys don't do well. The only one who's had any success, I think, is Jacob Coker, and he went to Alabama where everything was there for him. It's not going to be the same at LSU. So if for LSU's sake, I would hope that Brennan is the starter because at least he's been there and he doesn't have any – and he wouldn't just be a guy coming in over the summer.
No, right. And he was supposed to be the guy. Now, he hasn't taken it either, though. He has it. Last year, he had a chance to play, and granted, he was young.
I will just say it warms my heart that LSU may be walking into a Miami game not knowing who their quarterback is.
It warms my heart.
Are we sure we know who Malik Rozier is?
We hear all the stuff about how, well, he's really improved and whatever. We'll see.
What about Malik Henry?
He's not playing anymore. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. He's the entrenched starter. There is no quarterback debate. In fact, Mark Richt was so clear on it. Like, they had a scrimmage on Saturday, and Rozier was the only quarterback that wasn't live because he is the entrenched starter. So we'll see how it goes. And they say he's better. We'll find out on September 2nd.
Mm-hmm. I seen other schools do the Sweet 16 ring thing. I remember 07, A&M got rings for the Sweet 16. That's weak. Is Sweet 16 ring a way to pay players? We can't give you cash, but if you take this gold and diamond ring to this gold sign spinning guy on the corner, you can probably get like $500.
It's kind of a way to spend. Like, if now I'm sure the players think it's really cool. Did you see the way the players freaked out on? I think it was one of the episodes where Garden City got there in Last Chance U, and they're like, "Oh my god, they got their
championship
their
ring,
JUCO championship ring." And I just kept thinking, is that really this big a deal to you guys? But they won a championship, so yeah, it's probably a really big deal. That's not a championship. A Sweet 16 ring is like, remember that time we went 2-1 and got a ring in the tournament? Like, what y'all got? 2-1? You got a ring? Yeah, it's nice. Look, you have to answer when you're wearing it out. What's that ring? You got a, was that a state championship? What is that? Nah, went 2-1 in the playoff, in the tournament. Okay. All right. So you got a, can you imagine a girl at a bar? You get rings now for so did you so y'all won the championship? I don't follow sports. Yeah, I miss our Sweet 16 ring. Okay, so that's a was that the 16th championship for West Virginia or what does a Sweet 16 mean? Like, how is it? No, we were one of the last 16 teams playing. Okay, is that like the Final Four? No. It's like two. We would have had to win two other games and then we would have got there. We lost. Okay, so you got a championship ring for going there? No, it's not a championship ring. It's actually a ring we got after losing. We did win two though. We won the first two, and then we lost. But we got
right.
But it was like, you know, we were one of the best 16 in the nation.
Hmm.
But you get a championship ring for that? I don't understand. Well. It's not a championship ring. It's a champions of being in the Sweet 16. But how can you be a champion of being? But you lost, right? Yeah, but we're one of the Sweet 16 champions
of the
top 16.
At some point, you're like, girl, why are you even talking? We're not here for talking.
Yeah.
That's you because you don't respect
the
woman in the bar, Dell.
I am.
That's why you're a single man.
Actually, it's not me.
Put a ring on it, Dell.
It's not.
Put a ring on it.
That seems like a mistake. Just like that Sweet 16 ring is a mistake. No, if you're a West Virginia basketball player, that's far too much conversation with the girl in the bar.
Yeah, I'm sure that they're not. If it gets to you keep on talking, listen, I gotta go. There's another girl that wants to see this ring.
Yeah.
And she won't ask so many questions about. Now, why are you... Now, hold on a second.
What?
Now, what now?
Who cares? 703-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. 813, we got to take a quick one here. And we got to talk... What are we talking about, though? What exactly...
Pre-John, brother.
Oh, no.
What exactly do you want to talk about here?
Pre-John, brother.
Doe, can you play my theme song?
You want it to play throughout the entire live?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much because I like to do the commercial in rhythm with my theme song. Okay. So this is the open to my commercial. Yeah. Everybody's jumping off. jumping on, climbing on the love train. What's the love train? Coors Light. Do you think that I will have any Coors Lights this weekend while I'm not here? Next stop, Coors Light. That's right. And I want everybody to climb on. I want everybody climbing on at once. Just one giant Coors Light climb on.
Preach on, brother.
That's what I want. I want everybody. Did you have any Coors Lights last night at the...
No, I did not. It was vodka tonic, but I...
You saw people with Coors Lights?
Yeah.
Well, then that's good enough. It's not really good enough unless you're imbibing. We had the golf tournament, the Touchdown Club golf tournament yesterday at Wildcat. Do you think there were any Coors Lights drank? Yeah, there were. Climb on, brother.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. John and Lance along with Del Raheel joins us in about 40 minutes here on ESPN 97.5. We got some callers here. Anybody else wants in? 713-780-3776. Charlie is up. What's up, Charlie?
Good morning, gentlemen. Talking about these rings and stuff, I remember back to 1981, the Major League Baseball season was shortened by a strike. Of course, you remember the Astros and Dodgers made the playoffs, you know, the first half champ and the second half champ. Well, even though they didn't make the playoffs that season, the Cincinnati Reds gave themselves a pennant for best record in baseball that season.
Nice job.
No, actually, they had the best record in baseball, but they finished second and second. Overall, they were the best team.
But they gave themselves a pennant. That's nice.
Well, it's just like that's kind of a Central Florida thing.
Yeah.
That's a Central Florida thing. Yeah. But they were like, wait a minute. Okay, this is Major League Baseball. We don't do first half and second half. We were the best.
Because they had a work stoppage, so too bad.
Yeah.
So sad. You're not the best. Then be the best. Then don't be second best every half of the season. Be first best, at least in one of them.
Yeah. Well.
Giving yourself any type of award is never good. It's never a good look to give yourself an award, unless it's World's Greatest Dad, and you decided that you are one, and you give yourself a mug. That's fine. That's fine.
Yeah. But I could see their point. I could kind of see their point. We had the best record, yet we're not in the postseason.
As Big Al might say, sore about it. I could see being sore about it, but too bad. You can't give yourself you can't hang a pennant or something like that. Best record. That's a Drayton move. If Drayton would do it, it's not good. That's my life. Like, I have a WWDD. What would Drayton do to remind myself of things not to do in life? Like, what would Drayton do? And I ask myself that question all the time. Like, Drayton would cut this person off. I'm not going to do that. And then I'll drive nicely because I just think that's what Drayton would do is probably cut that person off. But then wave to him to try to
so make it seem like it's the opposite of what okay. would Jesus do.
Yeah, it's the opposite. What would Drayton do? And then I'd do
I'm
the
not going to
yeah,
do that.
And I'd do the opposite. Mm-hmm. Like, screw somebody in business. No, yeah. I'm not going to do that. Drayton would do that.
Let's get Curtis in here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Curtis.
Hey, what's up, guys? How are y'all?
Good. How are
what's
you?
What's going on?
So I was thinking about Big Al. And where, if Big Al was making the Astros lineup, where he would put George Springer. And obviously, put the person who has the propensity to hit the most dingers, you're going to put him in the cleanup spot. And so, you think about Springer batting leadoff, he doesn't really steal bases. So, I was thinking about changing up the lineup. I was thinking about... I'd like Reddick or Kemp to be first. You know, I want a guy who's going to be disruptive when he gets on base, that's maybe going to steal bases. I like Bregman at the second spot. I'll two base third, but I like Springer hitting cleanup, and then I like Yuli fifth, and then I like Correa batting sixth. I think that the whole experiment was Correa. I never understood why Correa was batting cleanup. He never really was a power home run hitter, a great contact hitter, especially for a shortstop. But I think the whole experiment of Correa being compared to A-Rod, I think we need to move past that. It's great, you know, compared to the old days when we had Adam Everett and whatever shortstop that was batting, you know, not even 200. But what do you guys think about changing up the lineup, particularly putting Springer at cleanup? Just have him concentrate on hitting home runs. I feel like that's when he's most successful. And moving Correa down to the sixth spot and having maybe a guy like Reddick or Kemp leading off.
I think Bregman should be in the leadoff hole, but that's just me. He gets on base and he's actually okay at stealing bases, but he's a good base runner. He actually has a good on base percentage. I've been a proponent. Listen, when you look at the record with Springer in the leadoff hole, it's hard to argue. Is he a leadoff hitter? No, he doesn't steal bases. He's not a great on base guy. He's not a great. Well, he can run fast, but he's not a great base runner. None of those things. But you can't argue with their win percentage. I mean, when he's in the leadoff spot, you just can't argue with
And him. I do believe he's a sabermetric leadoff guy. I think it's worth saying that he's not a classic leadoff hitter, but he's a guy who hits dingers. And if you follow the path of the sabermetric philosophy, it's have a guy who can drive. If you have a guy that drives in, runs with solo home, you know, somebody who can drive himself in with home runs in that leadoff spot, so you give him as many at-bats as possible. So I think he does. I mean, I think he fits what the model is for Jeff Leneau. I don't see them making any moves. They want a World Series like this. They're not making moves there.
So I did a early on. I mean, there were maybe 150 at-bats into the season in that neighborhood. The number of times that he came up. See, Jeff Luno told us, he said, you only lead off once a game, so this is kind of a silly thing. I don't know why anybody even talks about this, because you only lead off once a game. And that's simply not the case. George, well, you lead off more than that, because at the bottom of the order, when Jake Mariznick was as horrible as he could possibly be, and now Kyle Tucker is at the bottom, and now Maldonado is at the bottom, the number of times that your leadoff hitter comes up with no one on base is astronomical compared to if you follow Bregman, Altuve, Correa, or any of those guys. They're going to be on base when you come up. George Springer is a run producer. And when you have him at the top of the order, when you have following Tucker, Maldonado, Mariznick in his early on. Now, Mariznick lately was much better. Kemp has been much better. But when you're coming up following those guys, chances are you're not going to be able to produce runs. And he's a run producer. And this is where the flaw is in George Springer leading off. I would much rather have him following Altuve, Bregman, even Correa, and have him coming up with guys on base.
But you're arguing that. You understand that you're arguing this position after they have an historic offensive performance with him leading off and him as the World Series MVP.
Yes, yes.
I mean, well, that's why it's hard to make that argument.
Again, he would have been the World Series MVP batting third or fourth.
Well, I mean, you don't know. I mean, the butterfly effect, you never know what happens because
he would have had more guys on base and drove in
maybe
more
he
runs.
He doesn't get up against a certain pitcher or whatever, who knows? But I just know that the Astros would probably hear what you say and they say, we just won a World Series.
That's the argument. That's the argument. And that's what I said. When Curtis wants to change the lineup, I say, well, go look at the record with George Springer
leading off.
So I mean, that's the argument against. But common sense says you want to run producer up with people on base. And so this season, when you look at his splits,
you're leading off with Kemp, I assume.
I would lead off with Bregman.
I mean, because when everybody's healthy, is Kemp still in the lineup?
Yeah.
He should be.
Yeah. No, but he'd be at the bottom of the order. When you got Kemp, a 290 hitter at the bottom of the order, you're pretty good lineup.
Well, the bottom of the order
also. That was the deal with their lineup last year, is every you got no break last year.
You put speed at nine. You can also put speed at nine as the second leadoff hitter. to be on base in front of the Springer at one, for example. But and Bregman does fit that mold too of a guy who can hit home runs and lead off.
Yeah,
I mean he does.
He's leading your team,
and he can steal some base. I don't know that you want him running a ton, but I'm okay with. I mean, I grew up as a fan of stolen bases, but I get why sabermetric people don't.
Well, it's not about the home runs with George. That's not about it. That's not what it's about for me. For me, he is not a leadoff guy. He's just not.
Well, but it's about setting a table. And setting a table Bregman
could do this.
No, Bregman gets on base, and Bregman also can hit doubles.
Yeah.
And get in scoring position with one hit. I mean, that's the other big thing. It's not about stolen bases much anymore. It's about, can you drive yourself into a scoring position with your OPS? Can you drive yourself in with solo home runs? Can you be a run producer, especially in a DH lineup? You know, because a DH lineup is going to be different than a National League lineup where you're like, well, this is a dead, you know, having a run producer behind a pitcher. Well, it's a little different when it's a DH lineup because you have a run producer behind the back end of a roster that's a little more sporty like the Astros were last year. And George Springer had a chance to knock some guys in last year.
Look at Bregman's on base is 50 points higher, 48 points higher than Springer's.
Wow, and Springer hadn't had a great year, and Bregman. But you know, Bregman's batting average wise is not great. What's his on base percentage?
335. Who, and Bregman Springer? Is 383.
Yeah,
I mean, that's
how low is that relative to where he usually is, though? Because George has been better than that here over the last couple of years.
His career is a 355 on base guy.
Yeah,
I mean that's
but the last couple of years, I mean, the trajectory has been upwards over the last couple of years. What was it? In 16 and 17, his on-base percentage.
On-base percentage in 16 was 359.
Okay.
15, 367. And this year, 335.
What was 17?
17 was 367.
Yeah.
889 OPS. Pretty good.
367, I would.
But again, that's more run per stolen bases, 5. Caught, 7.
Would you just flip-flop 1 and 2? Was that all you're saying?
I would put Altuve 2, Springer 3, or Correa 3, and Springer 4.
Why Springer 3, though?
I
like stringing guys together who get on base.
Because I want, okay, Correa 3, Springer 4, Gurriel 5. I love that line.
I mean, it almost just feels like you're just shuffling guys
around. No, but Springer would come up with guys on base.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's not as important for him to get on base as opposed to drive the ball.
I think they like the fact that they put string guys together who can get on base at a little higher clip, and Bregman and Altuve.
But that's what I would
Correa
have.
Correa last year, but that's how you put together a crooked number. You don't
Bregman, Altuve, Correa, and Springer to drive men. Gurriel to drive in guys.
Yeah, I mean it would. I don't see that would hurt necessarily. I just don't see them making any changes.
No, I don't see it either.
Jeff Leno and A.J. Hinch feel... Well, A.J. Hinch does... He has tinkered with the lineup over the years.
He won't tinker...
He tinkers with everything
except Springer at the top.
That was the one he doesn't mess with, which tells you it's an organizational philosophy.
It's what he thinks exactly what Springer wants. And that's why Correa in the six hole, never going to happen. Because these guys are foundation guys and they are cornerstone guys. You don't put Correa in the six hole. It's disrespectful.
Uh-huh.
And Springer out of the leadoff spot would be disrespectful to him.
Not if he's in the third hole.
But no, I know, right. But this is where Springer wants to be. And you want his head.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's right.
That's fine.
And that's why he didn't move him in the Dodgers series, and look what he did. 8:31
a.m. Remember that
after the first game. First game, strikeouts.
And it was like, it was early in second
game. Oh, and everybody asked him, are you still going to lead off Springer?
He's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Off Springer.
And guess what happened?
Put him on the bench.
8:31 ESPN 97.5. It's time to talk about my man, Jeff Aronoff, over at Absolute Marble and Granite. I just talked about him a little while ago. I'm sick of talking. Well, I'm not really sick of him, per se. But I will say this. It's redundant. I've already told you Jeff Aronoff should come to your home and put in a new outdoor patio or kitchen because it's Shungat out there, all right? If it's Shungat, here comes Jeff Aronoff. Am I right? He's going to come and he's going to fix it up, though.
If only Lance was, like,
marble, he could fix Lance, but he can't. Lance is just Shingot as a human. So,
but that's not what he does. That's not what he does. He doesn't. Like, that's what a psychologist or psychiatrist is for.
Like Dell's cussing.
No, Shingot, you're shabby.
It means disheveled. You know, it's stuff.
You've got that Bill Belichick shirt on. You're a little disheveled. That's all.
Yeah, it is in a way. That's what a fashionista does or a psychiatrist does. Jeff Aronoff comes and he makes your patio look better. Okay, when it's Shingot. But here's the deal. Is you don't want it to be Shingon anymore, you call Jeff Aronoff. He comes to your home and he fixes this stuff. He makes it look better. He makes your house more valuable, okay? You got to put some money into this thing, people. You can't just, oh, well, it's going to be fine. No, it's not. Put some money in. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822. Absolute marble and granite. Tell Jeff you heard it right here.
On ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Love that. 837 ESPN 97.5. John and Lance and you at 713-780-3776. Come in and hang out with us. You are more than welcome to get in here. And do that. very funny, Lenny, AJ Hinch right now, writing down all this stuff we're teaching him.
That's pretty good.
Hey, do you think if we were managing, we might have won one of these last 9 home games?
Woo!
It's not easy managing a team that lost, I don't know, all of its players, all of its good hitters. That's probably difficult. This is ugly, Horns fan. Thank you for showing how Houston comes together. But then it's a picture in the middle of not you to Joel Osteen. Joel Osteen did a lot for the community, you know, after he unlocked his doors and stuff. Mm-hmm. But he did a lot for the community. Apparently he did because the mayor honored him yesterday or something.
That's good. That's nice.
Or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Anyway, 713-780-3776 is the number. All right. They put out yesterday. Who are you? I mean, it's different. Obviously, you do different things, but yeah. You are also a big fantasy guy. we saw yesterday Matthew Berry had his top 5 quarterbacks.
Yeah, I tell you, mine is being posted in a SportsMap article today, but mine is Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun, Russell Wilson, Tom Brady, and Cam Newton.
Hold on.
Deshaun, too?
It's being posted?
Yeah, they're just waiting. They're putting pictures on it.
No, they're not. That doesn't take that long.
No, they only put one picture. It's usually at the headline.
They have to do links for every individual player.
Not really. You provide the links usually in the articles.
No, they did the editing process.
I feel like that's not
kind of
true
feel like
all.
It was supposed to be in like an they're hour embedding, and 39 minutes ago.
They're embedding.
Did you not videos. See the email? We don't do that.
I did not. Actually.
That email about how SportsMap will be run and how and all the scheduling and in the paragraphs. There were paragraphs. No. It said 7 a.m.
Reminder, written content is due at 7 a.m. on the day you are writing. You can always turn it in early.
I don't know about that stuff.
Do you have a hole in your throat? Did you smoke cigarettes?
If you miss the deadline, you're going to be missing out on a chance to appear on the daily email blast, which will start in September. Having everything up on time also frees up Josh and myself to react to news as it happens.
Be considerate, Lance, is what they're asking for.
That's what Fred Fowler is asking you.
I had to go to
just
my son's school all day. Texans practice, the son's school all day, rushed home, took a shower, went to Skeeter's, got home at 10:30.
Mm-hmm. That's all. Well,
you've had a whole week.
Yesterday was a nightmare in a good way.
You've had a
good
whole nightmares. You've had a whole week since your last article to have one ready. What do you, why are you talking about last yesterday?
Because like in fantasy football, all kinds of things can happen. People, oh, sorry, I'm not in a rush to get Darius Geis in there. That's right. He ripped his ACL to shreds.
I thought you were doing a quarterback one.
Yeah. I'm doing all positions.
Mm. Oh, really? Who's your best? Who's your top running backs?
Top running back is Le'Veon. It's PPR. Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell's got a quarterback who can't stay healthy, and he's basically out the door in Pittsburgh. He's going to have a monster season.
I kind of feel like a quarterback that can't stay healthy will hurt him.
Well, you would think that, but I feel like having Antonio Brown on the field helps. But Le'Veon Bell's just such a talented, and he's going to get a lot of catches regardless. Well, look at all these guys. I think Zeke Elliott's going to have a big, big year again this year because it's almost one of those, hey, don't forget about me type years. Todd Gurley, anytime you pay a guy that much money, they're gonna say, all right, big boy, we're paying you.
I think Gurley's going to end up with the most points.
David Johnson, Arizona, I know it's, but he's going to get a ton of touches.
What did I pay for him last year? And what did he give me? A quarter? Not even a quarter. Not even a quarter.
He's going to get a ton of touches this year. Kareem Hunt, number five.
Ah, I kind of feel like he's going to fall off.
Everyone.
You know why?
Why?
Because of the quarterback.
But they have a really good offensive line, and solid offensive line blocking
and
wise.
And he could check down quite a bit too.
Which helps him.
Yeah.
Which helps him.
But not if he can't throw the ball down the field.
He had a lot of catches.
I know he did, but that's with Alex Smith.
Yeah, no, that's true. crazy Pat is going to be flinging it.
Yeah.
That is a little bit of a dare. So that's why Kareem Hunt, Alvin Kamara, Mel Gordon, Saquon Barkley, I don't really, they're all about the same to me. I got them in that order. Saquon 8. Mel Gordon, I think, is going to have a real strong year. Alvin Kamara is going to be helped by the 4-game suspension to start the season for Mark Ingram. LeSean McCoy, I got 9. But I feel like LeSean is not going to do any suspension stuff. And if he doesn't, why wouldn't he go off?
I don't know. That's just dangerous.
I got him 9th.
Yeah.
And I got Leonard Fournette 10th. I would have Leonard Fournette in the top 5, but I just don't see him getting the catches that these other guys
will. I think you get some good value. We've been watching him all morning. It's Carson Wentz. Because when he does come back,
I think you do too.
You
I got Wentz 7th.
You got Wentz
7th? I think Carson Wentz you can get in the mid rounds. Yeah.
And he's going to put up numbers. All right. Lenny is here. He wants to talk. Lanny is here. He wants to talk about saving people money.
Yeah. Bill Advisor. Let's get Lanny in right now. So, Lanny, I was on the. I was talking to my neighbor who she said, well, my husband, Sean, always tells me about Bill Advisor. He listens to your show. And I said, yeah, your homeowner's insurance is one of the areas that they're just killing on. And I said, watch, just text money to 23. I made her do it right there. Like, she said, okay, right now? I said, yeah. So she texted money, 23, immediately comes back up. It's an automated system. We're here to help you, yada, yada, yada. She put her address in. Their savings was up there along what the average savings is right at about $800. What you guys have found and what many people are finding is that the homeowner's insurance was a huge untapped market, and people are starting to save massive amounts of money with Bill Advisor.
No, absolutely. Look, and it's an untapped market for two reasons. Number one, it's the easiest thing in the world to ignore, right? Most people paid on their mortgage or through escrow. So there's out of sight, out of mind, and then there's that kind of out of sight, out of mind. And the second one is, look, half the people out there are insured by one of the big three carriers. And I can tell you from working with over 30 different companies here through Bill Advisor and in our TGS insurance agency, they're not competitive. They just are. You're continuing to overpay because that's who you are. So half the people who can hear me, I know for a fact you're overpaying. And the rest of you, you probably are too. So try the system. It's certainly no obligation. You get a quote in 15 seconds. And if we win, you should save a bunch of money. And trust me, we're probably going to win.
You know, and the other thing is, for people who have had the same insurance for, you know, a decade like I did, I had never adjusted my coverage amount. So if something would have happened to my home, it would have been for what it was originally covered at. And it has appreciated over the last 12 years. So that's something as well that you need to think about, increasing your coverage. And you can still do that and save money in most cases with Bill Advisor. Simply text right now, text money to 232323 and find out for yourself what Bill Advisor can offer you for your homeowner's insurance. And you know what? It's a firm quote, too. So what you get, what you see is what you get on that screen of your cell phone. 232323, text money. Lanny, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks, Lance. Take care, buddy.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
All right, time to talk about Chance McClain. You know what I love talking about? Chance McClain. Your dad is going to do it, huh?
Yeah, next Wednesday, Thursday, I think. Chance is going out to New Braunfels, and he's going to do this with my dad. And one of the things my dad said was, you know, I really want to – he said, I spent two and a half to three days doing this with my father. And, you know, where my dad did kind of did the same thing himself to preserve family information and things like that. And he said, I really want to – because Chance can do a really cool, like, documentary of your family. He said, I really want all the interviews. I said, well, get with Chance. I mean, he can grab all the raw interviews and footage and keep that for you as well. Whatever you want is what they tailor for you.
That's right.
They do whatever you're looking for.
Oh, and Chance is so conscientious, and he's going to do a great job. Get your family story. I mean, a lot of people do, you know, where they their ancestry, where they find out where, but that's all it is a paper that tells you this person begat that person. Tell the story with Chance McClain at yourheritagefilm.com. Lance is doing it. His family's going to do it, and it'll be in his family forever. Yourheritagefilm.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Presented by Coors Light. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Robert wants in. He wants to talk about his Astros. What do you say, Robert?
Hey, guys. Have you heard, am I the first one to talk about this, the Osuna curse?
Well, no. The first game he was there and they lost, I said, well, because he's torn up the locker room. No, it's not the Osuna curse. Was it the Osuna curse last year when they were, 11-17 in August? Or they finished?
Since he suited up, what is the record?
Well,
since he suited up, what are they, 2-5 now?
Something like
2-9. They could have lost those two games if it weren't for those two homers in San Francisco.
Wait, it's 2-9?
Mariznick gets hurt. Springer's hurt.
He came September 5th, or August 5th, rather. 2-5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But since he was announced to the team, we're 2-7 with two fortuitous home runs in San Francisco. We could be, and we haven't won a home run in a month.
That's not true either, because they won their first three games in August. So,
they've won four.
A losing record, John. It is the curse of Osuna.
It's not the curse of Osuna.
Do you know who's leading that charge? Scott McClellan at HEB. He's like, it's the curse of Osuna, guys. Get him!
No.
Like, wait a minute. Brock Osweiler, JJ Watt.
Yeah, Robert, what about the HEB curse?
No, Scott McClellan's like, no, nothing to see here. It's Osuna curse.
Yeah.
Osuna curse.
What about the HEB curse, Robert? It's not Osuna. Osuna's, you know what he did? He lost the game because he, in the 10th inning, he couldn't get anybody out. That's a problem with Osuna. Otherwise, there's no problem with Osuna. They have not been a good baseball team. They have not played good baseball, but it's not any different than last year. They're one game behind their pace last year. You know who's better this year? The A's and Seattle. Because last year at this time, they were 20 games back.
You know, I'm so tempted to say, but this year it just feels different. It doesn't feel like it feels. But the reality was, if it felt like there was no chance last year at this time for the Astros.
No.
They were almost an afterthought. And we were saying, boy, remember it was supposed to be the Astros and Dodgers meeting in the World Series, according to ESPN, at the midway point?
Right. And then August came. And you know what else happened in August? Cleveland won 22 in a row. Yeah. And everybody was like, oh, well, it's Cleveland now.
Yeah.
And, well, the Dodgers hit a swoon, too, for a while.
No, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. The Dodgers in Houston were the two that got cold.
Right.
And then all of a sudden they heated back up. But no, I do think that I do see some similarities to last year, but it doesn't feel like the Astros just are a team of destiny this year. But guess what? That's the exact same way it felt last year at this time when there was no Justin Verlander, when there was no good, where all your pitching was hurt. It was a very similar feeling. Right now, I'm not feeling positive about it. But last year, I felt the same way last year. I didn't feel positive about it at all. I've come to realize baseball really is just like
there's eight
mini seasons
in a
season. And right now, this is a very bad season they're in.
So which potential Hall of Fame hitter can Jeff Luhnow acquire to change it around like he grabbed Verlander?
A guy named Jose Altuve.
Yeah, that
he's
would be.
He's going to acquire him off the disabled list.
Now I'm going to need him to make a move because this is all his fault.
You don't need to make it.
No, he did. Now last year, everybody was bummed about him because he didn't make a move. This year, everybody's bummed about him because he made a move.
He made the wrong move.
Well, maybe, or he just made a move for a guy that's got a lot of problems. Okay.
Everything else, win, 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 win.
You're damn right. Jeff Luhnow says win, 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 win. That's what Jeff Luhnow is all about. Okay. So, I mean, it's not much different. We've got disappointed. Everybody's disappointed. Okay. Again, it's just what happens. And September will come and the Astros will be the heroes that we all need.
Will they be leading the division when September comes?
The Verlander thing gave them a lot of extra juice.
Yeah, it gave them
I don't know where the juice is coming from unless it's the sticks, but I do think it's possible it's the sticks. I do think it's possible. The sticks could end up providing them the juice because they have the arms. They have the arms in the bullpen right now. They have the starting arms. They have enough pitching. They need some juice from somewhere. Justin Verlander gave them a lot of juice. Are you doing anything for the – you're not going to do anything, but I mean the one-year anniversary of Harvey's coming up. What, 26th? Was it officially 25th or 26th? I want to say 26th.
Yeah.
Well,
it was 3 days. Like, pretty much 3 days.
It felt like more than three.
Yeah.
Felt like it kept raining for about 5 days.
Yeah. And what do you want us? You want to do something or?
Well, I don't.
Harvey party? What do you want?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I was
Harvey
thinking.
Harvey party?
I feel like we shouldn't do. It's Harvey not really party? A party.
No. Well,
we should honor some of the big heroes like Lakewood Church.
Well, we did yesterday. Joe was the mayor. Honored him.
I know. Yeah. He didn't say for anything hurricane related.
Yes, yes.
No, it was for his hurricane
efforts. Yes, that's what
it was
for.
Oh, you didn't know that was part of the story?
Wait, yeah. I thought that was a joke.
No,
I thought
that
you were
was,
saying this
no,
is a joke.
That was real.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think the mayor...
Well, where's my man Ragel? Where's Russell from Ragel's? Because he was selling fully cooked briskets on that Saturday morning at cost. That should get something.
Something.
I went in there and got a whole damn brisket for $85. That should get,
yeah.
Like, that should be
Wait,
something, too.
But is he a man of God with a giant church?
Well, but that guy's just locked the doors for the first,
no.
Like,
yeah. Is your buddy a man of God with a giant church?
Yeah.
I mean, he makes me say, oh, my God, when I have beef ribs.
So you're taking the Lord in name in vain.
I do say that.
Does he have a giant house, a gigantic house that
does
pays
Joel
a lot of taxes?
Does Joel Osteen have pastrami sandwich at Pastrami Reuben on Thursdays?
No, but that's,
oh, okay.
But that's why he doesn't get honored, because he's not a man of God. In fact,
he's not getting honored because he has a gigantic house.
Pastrami is not the Lord's meat.
Yeah.
Gabagol.
Gabagol is the Lord's meat.
Gabagol.
And your guy... His pastrami makes you take the Lord's name in vain.
It seems to me pastrami is kind
good?
Of a Jewish meat, isn't it?
Not when it's smoked, not when it's done like this.
I don't know. Have you ever been to a deli? They got
it's
pastrami.
Just,
that's
just,
all I'm saying.
All it is just, it's brined. It's just a barbecue is all it is. It's kind of like brisket. That's basically all it is.
I don't know. Doesn't seem very, very Joel Osteen to me.
Well, you'll see the line out the door full of just Christians just out the door and atheists and
Joel,
whatever. And Joel agnostics like, I can't wait. And Jewish people just like, can we get some of this
pastrami?
Well,
there's no Hindu people, are there?
No.
This turned into Ruggles talk.
Because they're trying to make it.
And Joel Osteen.
Joel talk.
Joel
and
Osteen.
Saying, if you're gonna give him some award.
Wait a minute.
For him, then you might as well give just the guy
you
who
can't,
cut
you,
prices on barbecue. It's about the same
you
level
can't
of help.
Use line out the door. Joel Osteen had a line at the door or a line at the door because the doors weren't open. But he had a line as well.
Okay.
Did
he open the door right away? No. Okay. Well, did he do good work afterwards? After? Yeah.
Eventually.
Okay, hold on. Did Georgia open up top four in the preseason polls last year? No. Did they make it to the championship game?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, so, Ragel stayed
an attendant of Christianity is God doesn't do things Ragel's on your
Alabama,
time.
Is what you're saying?
That God doesn't do things on your time. He does them on his
yes.
time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Joel Osteen simply following that tenet.
And the cities.
Yeah.
No, that's not.
Get the bleep off my ark?
Joel Osteen.
That's not a good
that's
meme.
Not it.
That's a terrible meme.
Get the bleep off my ark.
That's a terrible
meme. That's not
meme.
It. Man. The real question is, does Joel hit dingers?
He hits threes. He can splash
he
a wet three.
Oh, he can.
Deadly three-point. A deadly catch-and-shoot shooter.
No.
I know from playing pickup basketball against him.
Deadly.
Deadly.
What does he do when he's got threes? Pocket threes.
If the Lord's with me, this flop will come 3-7-4 rainbow. Oh, the Lord gave me pocket threes. No one's going to see this coming. God, I hope I'm against aces.
No, that's not what Joel Osteen says.
Bing, bang, boom. He takes all of a sudden your pot, your stack is gone, and he's chip leader. And Joel is the chip leader at Prime Social.
If you don't think Joel Osteen's the chip leader, you don't. Then you're the fish at the table.
He is the chip leader, and you can be the chip leader too. Somebody, Dr. Dre, one of our listeners, I mean, did he win the whole thing?
No, he didn't even make the final table.
The guy had a stack of chips out of
it.
And he made fun of you. He goes, John got knocked out by a sandwich maker. Disgraceful.
Right. And he had all the he had 90% of the chips and didn't even make the final table. That's how horrible Dr. Dre is.
Oh, my gosh.
That and what a horrible person he is.
He's not a horrible person. He had a stack of chips at the tournament last week. I thought we were going to have another winner list. The bench just crushes. Listeners and hosts and whoever, we're at the final table
except
all
Dr.
the time,
Dre.
Except last week and Dr. Dre and any of us.
Right.
I did a poor bluff and I was out relatively early after the break. But listen, that's the way it goes. Sometimes you win, sometimes you lose. But at Prime Social, you're always winning with tremendous food, tremendous drinks, tremendous service, oversized leather chairs, beauty. I'm not saying you got to go back now, but you got to go back to Prime Social. Get yourself in cash games, whether it's No Limit, Hold'em, Omaha, whatever you're looking for, they got it, including daily tournaments at noon. And on Sunday, 2 o'clock, because you get your church on, and then you try to catch pocket fives. That's what you're looking for. PrimeSocialTX.com, 7801 Westheimer, right there at Westheimer between Fondren and Hillcroft. The hottest poker room in the entire city of Houston is at Prime Social.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.